Your lecture has already made a few headlines, shall we say?
Well, I'm really pleased to be giving this lecture because what I'm saying is that equality in Parliament really matters. In this day and age, people don't expect a group of white men in suits to be running the country without women having a say, without people from black and minority ethnic groups having a say. That basically, if it's a representative democracy, then everybody should be in there and having a say. And also, once they're in there having a say, they shouldn't all be homogenised and morph into the same sort of identikit MP. They've all got to speak up with their own voices. And also, that although we've come a long way with all the women that there are now in Parliament, we've still got a long way to go, not only on behalf of women in Parliament, but actually for what we can do for women in the country.
You have a right old go at David Cameron and indeed Gordon Brown in this speech. There's a couple of interesting anecdotes that you relate about how you felt you were treated. You put it in your own words, how you think you were treated.
Well, when I first came into Parliament and was one of a very small minority of women, out of 650 MPs, there was only 10 Labour women, people advised me to keep my head down, to not draw attention to myself, to stick to mainstream issues like motorways and the money supply, and not to bang on about women or draw attention to myself. And basically to try and make me conform to be like one of the male MPs. But actually, you need women's voices in Parliament. And also, even though there are more women today in Parliament, we're still not on an equal footing. And for example, the way women MPs are treated in relation to whether they've got children or not. A young woman MP who hasn't got children is challenged to explain herself. Why haven't you got children? If you've got children, then are you really committed to your job? Or are you, in fact, a lousy mother if you are committed to your job? So I think there's a lot of challenging issues which mirror the issues that face women outside the House of Commons, and women are needed in the House of Commons to make changes that help women outside the House of Commons.
But you also experienced a kind of sexism even when you were in the cabinet as deputy leader of the Labour Party, didn't you?
Well, I do pose the question that having had a very hard-fought deputy leadership election and having won that election against two men who were actually in the shadow cabinet with an election of all the MPs and all the Labour Party members voting, to succeed John Prescott, although I became deputy leader, I didn't succeed him as deputy prime minister. And I think, you know, I asked the question, would that have happened if one of the men had been elected to be deputy leader?
But I doubt it. You're effectively accusing Gordon Brown of being sexist.
Well, I'm just saying that I think it is unlikely that if one of the men had won instead of me, that they would have not been made deputy prime minister. And I don't think they would have put up with it, actually, if they had have not been made deputy prime minister.
And at the G20 summit, what happened to you there?
Well, I do comment on the fact that at the G20 summit, I was included to be involved in the leaders' wives' dinner. And it's like, well, you know, obviously solidarity with other women, but I'm not the husband of a world leader. I was deputy leader in the host country for the G20. And I think the truth is, I just explain an awful lot of ways in which even however high up the system you get, you still have to fight your corner, because women, for however hard they work, however able they are at their job, they still have to keep fighting their corner because women are still not equal.
Damien McBride has been blogging about your lecture. He's described it as utter bilge. He says, Gordon judged people on only one thing, were they useless or not?
Well, Damien McBride, you'll remember, was sacked from being in the employment of the government for denigrating women, and he's doing it again right now.
So that's actually the kind of macho behaviour that was symptomatic of his government. That's
effectively why he got fired. Yeah. He has learnt no lessons. He's doing it again. I think when we have to listen to Damien McBride's views on women, we really are in trouble.